let your booty do that yoga.
Party at the beach down in Copacabana, sipping Gilapish, got my black yoga pants on, me and Brittany.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. Are you overwhelmed by all the different kinds of yoga classes that are offered? Maybe you can't even pronounce the names of all of the yoga classes that are offered. Well, a certified personal trainer, Lisa Ritchie, here to sort it all out for you. Here is this week's Fit in a Minute.
If you're not sure what type of yoga class to take, here's a quick rundown. Iyengar is probably the safest form for beginners. There are fewer poses and you repeat them often. Props, such as blocks and towels, are used to help flexibility and prevent injury. Bikram, also beginner-friendly, but done in an overheated room to warm and stretch your muscles and bring plenty of water. You'll need it. Kundalini, a more spiritual yoga, it moves at a slower pace, focusing more on breath, meditation, and chanting. Ashtanga, students practice the same poses over and over until they're mastered. Vinyasa is the most popular form these days in health clubs and gyms. Vinyasa flows quickly from pose to pose, and the class format may change each time. Challenging and providing some cardio, it's sometimes called power yoga or fitness yoga. Naturally, every instructor should have some formal education in yoga. I'm a certified personal trainer, Lisa Ritchie, and that's your Fit in a Minute. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Lisa. And as always, Lisa will be back next week. Yoga, any kind of exercise, any kind of fitness, whatever you're involved in to try to keep yourself fit, there's one thing people always say: drink water, and lots of it. Okay, I have to admit it. I don't drink a lot of water. I don't like the way it tastes because it doesn't have a taste. I know I have to drink more, and I try to drink as much as I can, but sometimes it is what it is. But there are problems that can be solved by drinking more water. We're not talking about some of the major problems of the world, but problems that you may be dealing with your own health. Hydration is about more than keeping thirst away. It has a serious effect on how you look and feel. So here we go. Problems you might be able to avoid by drinking more water. The first one, a bad mood. Scientists have found that mild dehydration is a mood killer. According to studies conducted by the University of Connecticut and by Tufts University researchers, a water loss of just 1-2% made test subjects more tense and anxious. Maybe because they were just thirsty and they wanted to get out of there and get something to drink. I don't know, but this is what they say, and they know more about it than I do, obviously. So here is the fun fix, how to fix the problem. Let some bubbles lift your spirits. Sparkling water has the feel of a special celebratory drink, but offers the same hydration benefits as still water. Sparkling water. Are you into sparkling water? I had that once. There's some pretty she brands of sparkling water. I remember my wife and I went out to dinner years and years and years ago, and it was the big thing was, oh, we'll have a San Pellegrino. Now, isn't that sparkling water? I think it is. It's a fancy sounding water, so there you go. You can celebrate drinking water and pretend it's New Year's Eve any old time you want, and you will lift your spirits and say goodbye to that bad mood, all because you drank some water. The next one, what about difficulty concentrating? Those same studies have also found that people who aren't properly hydrated have a harder time concentrating. Some subjects who didn't drink enough water suffered from confusion and memory difficulties. Uh-oh. So the fun fix. Citrus fruits and peppermint have an invigorating scent, so you can add them to your sparkling water to energize your senses. Bonus, they have great taste too. You know, and I'm not just talking about sparkling water as they are here. You can pretty much add anything to water to make it a little more tolerable. What I've done sometimes is just cut up a lemon and throw a slice of lemon into some water. What about an orange? Anything to just kind of change the taste around a little bit, or to actually add the taste to the water so you would want to drink it. The next one, chapped lips. Not drinking enough water is the most common reason for a dried out kisser. And you don't want a dried out kisser, do you? Of course you don't. Getting enough H2O could end up being your best beauty secret. Do you have chapped lips? Especially in the winter, do you smile and all of a sudden your lips just split open and you bleed? That's not attractive, and that's not good. And you know, there's only so much. The lip balms, especially the real popular one, the name brand that everyone refers to all lip balms by, you know the one I'm talking about. There are other ones as well. I had a situation one morning in the winter. My lips were all dried out. I had to get to the studio. I had an interview to do for this very same show. And so I didn't want to have the issues of, uncomfortable lips. Do you know that I went to a local supermarket by the studio and they did not have the number one name brand? Yes, ChapStick. I ended up having to go into the baby aisle and buy something called, I think it was Boudreaux's Lip Balm or something like that. And you could actually use it on a baby's, it was for babies, a baby's lips or a baby's skin if it was too dry. It worked. I felt like I was a baby who was all lathered up for the day, but the stuff did work, so I can't complain. Again, these are problems you can solve by drinking more water. The next one, headaches. When you're dehydrated, blood vessels in your head narrow as a way to regulate your body fluid levels. This causes a headache because it's more difficult for blood and oxygen to reach your brain. Wow. Have you ever heard such a description of a headache? When you really hear what's going on up there, it's quite frightening, is it not? So here's the fun fix. Spice up your water with a cinnamon stick. I love cinnamon. In a study published by the Journal of Medicinal Food, researchers found that cinnamon can help lower blood sugar and cholesterol. Isn't that interesting? I did not know that. I put a little cinnamon on my oatmeal every morning, so maybe I'm helping myself and not even realizing it. Let's see. The next one is daytime fatigue. Do you have daytime fatigue? Don't we all? Think of how busy we all are. Do you get the 2:30s? You know what I mean. About 2:30, maybe 3 o'clock, all of a sudden you find yourself slowing down. And then sometimes you'll get a boost by about, 4 or 5 o'clock to finish your day or whenever you finish your day. I normally finish sometimes it doesn't finish till 11 o'clock at night, but most times I finish my work day around 8 o'clock. And by the time I get home, I'm tired. But the worst part is that 2 to 3 o'clock time. Maybe I need to drink more water, see? It's easy to blame that afternoon crash and a lack of sleep, but dehydration could be the root cause. Before you sneak in a cat nap, which is difficult if you're working, try drinking some water instead. Your boss will thank you. So here's the fun fix. Give yourself a point every time you swap water for another beverage, such as coffee or cocktail. Well, if you're drinking in the middle of the workday, maybe you've got other issues that your boss is going to find out about anyway. Then you're going to be home and you could just sleep all day long if you want. And put aside whatever money you would have spent on that drink. This is actually a pretty good idea. When you get to 20 points, use the money for a reward. Instead of going to the local little coffee, the Shishi coffee shop down the street, and throwing out $3.50 for your Pike's Peak roast or whatever it is, if you just have a bottle of water, really, think about the amount of money you will save. The next one, extra weight. Water itself doesn't have any magical fat-burning powers, but increased water intake is linked with weight loss. Drinking water before a meal discourages you from overeating and boosts your metabolism. Picking water over sugary sodas and other calorie-laden drinks also good for your waistline. So the fun fix, add spicy peppers or crushed red pepper to your meals. The extra heat will make you want to drink more. I don't know about that. It also may make you do something else a little bit more as well that you don't want to get involved in, and then you're going to be even more dehydrated. See what I mean? I don't know about that. The next one, muscle cramps. Muscle contractions can happen when you work out or even when you change positions after watching TV and for a long time in one position. Dehydration is the top cause of muscle cramps. The fun fix, add cucumber or watermelon or both to your sparkling water. Not only will they give your drink a light and lovely flavor, but you'll get an extra water in your diet when you eat them. The next one, kidney stones. Low fluid intake and dehydration are major risk factors for kidney stones. Drinking enough water is a key to kidney health. So the fun fix. You never thought there'd be fun associated with kidney stones, did you? I didn't either. Grapes, cranberries, and blueberries help improve kidney function too. Instead of using plain ice cubes, freeze these fruits into your cubes for a pretty delicious addition to your water. That's a really good idea. I like that. So you actually get a little extra treat and some vitamins or whatever when you just toss in a frozen ice cube with a couple of blueberries in it. That's a pretty good deal. The next one, everyone's favorite problem, is constipation. Dehydration is the most common cause for this problem you'd probably rather not talk about. Or hear me talk about. Your body needs water to flush out waste. The fun fix. Use sparkling water and your favorite flavings to make popsicles with a little extra oomph. Just freeze your liquid mixture in popsicle molds or in ice cube trays, and you're ready to enjoy, and it keeps everything moving along just fine. And the last one, hangover. Dehydration is behind many of the pains a hangover can cause. After overdoing it or drinking too much, down 16 to 20 ounces of water before bed, you'll feel much better in the morning. The fun fix? Alternating water with alcoholic beverages helps prevent a hangover in the first place. A non-boring way to do so is by flavoring sparkling water. You might be inspired to skip the alcohol altogether. Good idea. So there you go. Ways you can improve your health and solve a lot of problems in maladies of everyday life by simply drinking more water. You know water is available. There are entire aisles in supermarkets now dedicated to bottles and bottles of water. So it's there. You need to drink it, and it will help get you through your day, and it might make for a better day as well. See how we help, and we're glad to do it. This is America Weekend. Go get yourself some water. And I'm Ed Kalenge.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.